Silent Sam came down this week. The Confederate monument may no longer stand on its pedestal at UNC Chapel Hill, but for activist Maya Little, the fight is far from over. Maya defaced Silent Sam earlier this year with red paint and her own blood. She faces criminal charges and possible expulsion for her actions. Maya Little is a doctoral student in history at UNC Chapel Hill, and she joins me now. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You are being accused of being one of the people who orchestrated. You obviously have acknowledged what happened in April and your involvement in that, but other people are saying now that you organized and somehow orchestrated what happened this week when Silent Sam fell. Were you involved in that?
Well, I spoke at that demonstration, and I attended to support my community and to continue what we've been doing, which is the movement against white supremacy at UNC.
How did you feel when it came down?
Overjoyed.
What is the, you know, we're hearing a lot now too about the fact that there were that this is not the way to go about it, that this is vandalism, that there are democratic and other means and processes that we should go through, and we have to acknowledge the feelings of other people. This is not the way to do it.
I disagree with that. It's been direct action and community solidarity and people taking these things into their own hands, which has changed the landscape. And that's not just in Chapel Hill. That's in Durham. That's in Charlottesville. That's in Portland. That's been people taking to the streets, marching against fascism, marching against institutional white supremacy, marching into the forces that deny us our dignity. when we talk about the monument at UNC, this movement has been 50 years in the making, and there have been so many protests of students, black student activists, and workers and community members against this statue and against white supremacy at UNC, and the administration has never responded. When students have said, we're in pain, this statue is causing us direct harm. The people who gather around this statue are dangerous, and they call for us to be lynched. The university didn't respond. The only time the university has responded has been to harass, surveil, and target anti-racist activists, to condemn them, to call us outside agitators, to deny that this movement's taking place.
Well, the university, and in particular Chancellor Carol Folt, will say her hands are tied. The legislature said she can't take that thing down. She's responsible for the safety and therefore the of students, and she can't take it down. So there's nothing she can do.
That's completely wrong because, for one, there have been countless people who have offered her solutions. I mean, the governor of the state, Roy Cooper, said that she can take it down as a public safety risk, which in the wake of Charlottesville and Nazis marching in the streets to defend these statues and murdering people, it's definitely a public safety risk. Chancellor Folt has taken action. Chancellor Folt has taken action to silence protest. Chancellor Folt has taken action to protect Silent Sam. The university spent almost $400,000 to keep that statue on our campus, and now it's gone. So to say that they don't act, I completely disagree with. They act to silence.
What do you say to people who will say, look, that is not a monument to white supremacy. It is not a monument in defense of slavery. It is a monument to a way of life and a culture, and that while there have been active demonstrations protesting, there are an awful lot of people who feel equally strongly that that represents a way of life and they have a right to memorialize that in a public space.
Well, I would ask them, where would they put the statue of the people that sold their ancestors' children? Where would they put the statue of the people who enslaved and murdered their ancestors? Where would they put the statue dedicated and built by the people who didn't want them at this university, who would have lynched them? I would ask them that. And as in regards to the meanings of Silent Sam, it's very clear. It was christened by a story, a boast about beating a black woman who fled to campus actually for safety. The chancellor at the time, Frances Venable, said this is not a monument, a memorial to dead soldiers. This is a monument to the noble ideal. And that noble ideal is to uphold this racial hierarchy that was created by the white landowning class force poor white Southerners, who in fact deserted an incredibly high rate. North Carolina at one point had the highest desertion rate in the Confederacy. To trick them into believing that this way of life, which is built on a racial caste system, which involved the enslavement and brutalization of black people, their disenfranchisement into the 20th century, is the Southern way. And that's not the Southern way. We have quite a bit of resistance, histories of resistance in this state and throughout the South, histories of resistance to white supremacy, people standing up and fighting back against that. Why don't we honor those histories?
You know, I also think about the House Speaker Tim Moore, Senate Leader Phil Berger, among others at UNC, calling this the toppling of Silent Sam a mob action, mob rule and vandalism. Though I have to, it has to be said that the Civil War itself, the bombardment of Fort Sumter, was, it's an understatement to call that an act of vandalism. It was certainly an act of vandalism. And non-democratic means. It was a means of affecting social change outside of the prescribed system. And every one of these monuments, it seems to me, is a monument to that rebellion and that willingness to go outside the system. So it does seem to be a little bit of a double-edged sword too when you make that argument.
I mean, it's this argument about mob violence, mob action is just to delegitimize the fact that people came together and took it upon themselves to remove white supremacy from their community when others wouldn't. I mean, and not only that, but what about the crime of keeping this monument on our campus, which is a literal noose that hung there that degraded every black person who walked on that campus? I mean, to me, that's violent. To me, that is, completely disgusting. And these talk about mob violence. It's just a way to delegitimize the fact that, people took it in their own hands and people demonstrated their own power on Monday.
Fascinating to think about what should happen with that space. Now, the pedestal is still there, almost reminiscent of what's happening at Duke, where the Duke University has chosen, well, first of all, the university officially decided to take it down. They didn't have to wait for students to act. The university administration took action to take down that statue. But they've decided to leave it vacant, to leave the hole there. What do you think should happen to the pedestal or that space, McCorkle Place?
Well, I've heard a lot of different takes on that. I mean, for one, it is now a historic place itself. The pedestal, completely empty, now has a lot of meaning too, has now become a historic moment as well. And I think the empty pedestal is something that we can remember. People have stopped and just stared at this empty plinth where, a couple days ago, 20-foot tall, smirking, armed Confederate soldiers stood. And besides that, where are the memorials to the countless black people who have fought against white supremacy at UNC? Where are the memorials to the people who were murdered at UNC? James Lewis Cates was murdered in 1971. He was a 22-year-old black man. He was murdered by a white supremacist motorcycle gang. The police let him bleed out in the pit because they wouldn't let his friends take him to a hospital. Where is his memorial? There's not one memorial to James Lewis Cates on campus. And in fact, the only materials that detailed his death were destroyed by UNC police.
Do you think that this is the beginning of the end now for memorials, for Confederate memorials in the South?
I think what people are seeing is that, city councils, police, university administrators, state governments just want to compromise. They want to compromise on our lives and our safety and our dignity. And I think people are taking it into their own hands to defend their community, to fight white supremacy. A couple days before the monument was taken down at UNC, a monument in Salisbury, NC was painted. A couple days after, a monument in Richmond was painted.
Yeah, Salisbury in particular is interesting in that it is a rural area. This is not an urban area and an area necessarily associated with progressive groups and factions. So that's an interesting case in point, it seems to me.
Well, there's this notion that this is some kind of a new movement, that people just started being disgusted and seeing these things as obscene. When we talk about Silent Sam, the first time it was painted was in 1968. The day after Martin Luther King was assassinated. I've read stories about monuments to Confederates in New Orleans in which black residents of the city would take it upon themselves to to paint or to destroy the statue in some way when they walk by it since the early 20th century. People recognized that these were monuments built to honor slave owners, built by people who wanted to defend Jim Crow.
You yourself now face criminal charges for vandalism. You also face possible expulsion. Talk about your feelings going forward, how you feel about all of this and what you face personally, what this has cost you personally.
In terms of what I'm facing for my honor court charges, I could be expelled by the university for apparently actions unbecoming of a UNC affiliate. I don't think, standing against a racist monument is actions unbecoming of a UNC affiliate. That's not the UNC I want to be at. In regards to my criminal case, the maximum punishment I'm facing is 60 days in jail. And again, I mean, the university, these are ways to silence activists. And when it comes to the criminal charges, I mean, this is in Orange County. And this is very interesting because the Orange County court system also has a history of being incredibly reactive to black activism. We can talk about that in regards to Bayard Rustin, who was arrested with the first Freedom Riders in Chapel Hill in 1947. They were later sent to segregated chain gangs in a courthouse in Hillsborough. And James Lewis Cates never received justice. His killers were acquitted by an all-white jury in Orange County. So what we have here is a moment in which the county, the state, the university needs to decide, does it stand against racism? Does it stand against white supremacy? Does it stand for the equality of everyone in this community? Or does it want to compromise on our humanity?
You're a doctoral student in history. How does all of this inform your scholarship, and what are your plans for your scholarship going forward?
Activism is in itself, kind of historical research, looking through sources, looking to see what people have been doing in the past, looking at the legacies of resistance. I feel I have learned so much as a history student through taking part in the movement against Silent Sam, rather than, in fact, in a classroom. You don't need to open up a book to know that this statue is offensive. When a black person stands in front of that statue facing north, facing a historically black neighborhood in Chapel Hill, they know that this statue was dedicated for and by the people who wanted them dead.
What's the focus of your research?
I study recent Chinese history.
Recent Chinese history?
Yes.
I'm shocked. I didn't know this, and I would have guessed some aspect of American history.
Well, I guess in some ways we're studying American history right now.
Yeah. No, you are. You're living it, and it will be written about. Maya Little, the doctoral student in history at UNC Chapel Hill, also the activist who poured red paint with her own blood on the statue of Silent Sam on UNC Chapel Hill campus in April. Maya, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Coming up on The State of Things, it is the music of Ladies' Gun Club performing live on The State of Things. Please stay with us.